Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. You're listening to episode 78 of the Tales from a Butterfly podcast, titled Keep Playing Your Position. And I'm your host, Taria Shondell. So let's get into it. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming back again this week and downloading episode 78, Keep Playing Your Position. Now, this particular episode was actually inspired by Kevin Hart and his talk show, Straight from the Heart, that plays on Sirius. I'm a Sirius subscriber and I have, you know, the one where you listen in your car, and then I also have the on-demand where you could play it, you know, download the app and play it on your phone. So with me driving for Lyft to pass the time, I like to listen to different podcasts. I'm more of a talk radio person than music. So we got Sirius, and then when I found Kevin Hart's show, I love it. I crack up laughing. It comes on every Monday. So again, what inspired this episode, episode 78, Keep Playing Your Position, was Kevin Hart and his Straight from the Heart talk show. Now, him and his co-hosts and best friends, the Plastic Cup Boys, they have the show on Sirius, and they were flown down to Atlanta to do interviews while Super Bowl weekend was going on. So him, Kevin, and then some other hosts, Jenny McCarthy, a couple other ones that have Sirius shows, were flown down to Atlanta again, and they got to interview different celebrities for this whole Super Bowl weekend, just to get their take on different things, pop culture. Kevin's was more so football-centered or what have you. So Kevin and his friends, like I said, the Plastic Cup Boys, they interviewed past and present NFL players, and they also interviewed Robert Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots. Now, I got to be honest and say that I immediately, when he introduced the owner, Robert Kraft, I wanted to fast forward to that part and just get to the next part, because they had like Nick Cannon on there, Emmett Smith, Jerry Rice. They were all really funny. So I wanted to fast forward through Robert Kraft, because a little bit I had heard at first, I was like, oh, this is going to be boring. But because it was a special episode, like a newer episode, it wasn't necessarily considered on demand. So it didn't have the option to hit the little arrow to go forward or hit the arrow to go backward or take my finger and just kind of slide it across my phone. And because there's like a little bar and like say if the episode is an hour and it, you know, just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger until the hour is passed or whatever. So I couldn't even slide my finger to the bar to kind of pass that interview and get on to the next segment. And also, they normally have a segment breakdown. I couldn't even go to the segment breakdown and skip this Robert Kraft because, again, it was considered a new episode. So I was like, man, I ain't really here for this. But I'm going to go ahead and listen, and I'll just kind of like half tune out, half not. But I actually have to say I'm really glad that they didn't have that option, or I would have missed out on some really good stuff. So now, during this interview with the Patriots owner, again, Robert Kraft, either Kevin or one of his co-hosts, and I'm paraphrasing, asked him, did he ever think that Tom Brady would go on to lead the team to win 5 Super Bowls? Now, the owner said basically the coach, Bill Belichick, actually already had his eye on Brady while he was in college. Now, what was interesting to me and what made me actually go and look Tom Brady up and do some research was the fact that he said Tom Brady wasn't the number one draft pick. And teams that had a pick before it got to the Patriots all passed on drafting Brady. So now I know, even not being a football fanatic or what have you, of course, you know the name Tom Brady. So I know that when it comes to him, people consider him to be one of the football goats, one of the greatest of all times. So for me to hear that he wasn't number one, number two, or even the 10th draft pick, my ears kind of perked up and I wanted to know more, like, wow, this guy that whether I've heard people say whether they like him or dislike him, they give him props and they give him credit. So again, to hear that he wasn't even in the top 10, I'm like, all right, what's going on? I want to know, you know, this story. So the interview continued with the owner, but, you know, they talked to him about other topics. So that part of the interview was over. But I decided that I wanted to go and look up Tom Brady for myself, and I wanted to know more. Again, one of the GOATs, and he wasn't even in the top 10. So I have to admit that the more I learned about him, learned about his story, the more I learned, it actually gave me some encouragement when it came to me and what I want to pursue and the things that I want to do. You know, so I decided to share with you, my listeners, my butterfly family, you know, with the hopes that you'll listen to this, take something from Tom Brady's story, and hopefully one of those things is to never give up and to remember that you just got to keep playing your position. Be confident in playing your position, the position that you know God created for you, despite others who've looked over you and looked past you and said, I'll pass. I just want to encourage you guys with this message to continue to play your position and just drop a couple different things that I picked up when I was doing my research on Tom Brady. So number one, you never know who is watching you and working on things on your behalf behind the scenes. And it's not for you to be concerned with or even really know who's doing it. You just got to keep paying attention and playing your position. So before the 2000 draft, the Patriots coach Belichick hired veteran assistant Dick Reben to be his quarterback's coach, even though he had not previously held the position at any level. In Michael Holley's book, Belichick and Brady, he explained the decision to hire Reben. He had played some college ball himself at center, Holley wrote. While he didn't have the perspective of someone who had played quarterback, he was often the quarterback of the offensive line, even before he was an informed outsider. He had coached for 15 years, but analyzing quarterbacks was new to him. He'd bring fresh eyes to the job. So he was hired 8 weeks before the draft, and there was plenty of work to do. One of his assignments from Belichick was to study college quarterbacks and to find one who could potentially back up starter Drew Bledsoe. So now, according to Belichick, during an interview with the NFL Network, when Reben returned, he told Belichick that Brady was the best fit for the Patriots system. So Reben had been out scouting these college coaches, and when he came back, again, he told Belichick that Brady was the best fit for the Patriots system. And the others in the front offices and among the coaches agreed. In particular, the team loved Brady's mental makeup and his leadership skills. We're looking for the mental makeup. Belichick had did a lot of homework on him along with the staff, and they studied his mental makeup. Watching the tape, he was the guy who would go in and lead the University of Michigan back to victory, mainly with his mental makeup. So what I took from that was they really were focused on how he handled the game mentally and how he led the team mentally. Was he able to handle the pressure? Was he able to keep his head in the game at all times? Was he mentally good? Because that's really important. So clearly, because they picked him up, he obviously encompassed all those things. Number two, people may look at you and based on what they see and what they think the size of your gift is, they try to determine that you're not qualified or capable to really play the position. So they may just skip over you. Now, at the draft, other teams were turned off by Brady's role at Michigan and his lack of athleticism. It was said that Brady showed up to the NFL draft combine looking unathletic. He did not have the prototypical NFL body, said Don Banks of Sports Illustrated on the NFL Network. He came out kind of skinny. and they didn't think he was strong enough. And yet the Patriots still wanted him because they saw something in him. Now, remember, they recognized that Tom had a good mental makeup, a good mental fortitude, and good leadership skills. So this meant that he clearly was confident in himself and in his ability to lead a team to take down the enemy. So when I heard about that, and it was unbelievable to me, based on what he looks like now, I looked up his old pictures and I was like, whoa, he definitely was like skinny and scrawny. And like I said, compared to now, and all the teams looked at him, for the teams to look at him and think that he was too small for him, that for them, that he was just unathletic, that his size would hold him back. It reminded me of David and when he took down the enemy Goliath. Now, remember, everybody looked at David and his size and thought he couldn't take down the enemy. But David believed that his size didn't matter and wouldn't stop him from taking Goliath out. And we all know how the story ends. It didn't stop him. Now, this reminded me that I needed to stop looking at the size of my gift and mentally measuring it against other people who I perceive, you know, to have bigger gifts. You know, I look at them and look at mine and I'm like, I don't measure up compared to them. But I just have to remember that just because someone has a bigger platform than me, it doesn't mean my gift doesn't measure up. I just have to keep my mind on God's word. Keep my mind on and in God's word so that I can continue to strengthen my mental makeup and be ready for the battle at hand. Number three, even when it looks like there's no room for me or for you and your gift, God will make a way to place you where you need to be, even if you arrive after everyone else. So the one thing the Patriots did not need was a quarterback. They didn't need no more quarterbacks. While the Patriots were high on Brady, former Patriots general manager Scott Pioli explained that the team was a mess and they had a lot of needs more important than adding another quarterback. When we took over the 2000 team, we had a roster of 42 players and were $10.5 million over the salary cap, Pioli said. We had to get down to 39 players to get under the cap. We liked Brady a little bit, but the one thing we had with just 39 players on the roster was three quarterbacks. So y'all, they already had three quarterbacks. So in other words, the Patriots needed to add at least 14 players to the 53-man roster, but were already set at the quarterback. One of those quarterbacks, Drew Bledsoe, was just 28 years old and should have been entering the prime of what had been a good career up to that point. So now y'all, picture this. The night of the 2000 draft, other quarterbacks kept coming off the board, kept getting drafted, and nobody was taking Brady, who was a compensatory pick. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, compensatory picks are draft picks in the third through the seventh round awarded to NFL teams who lost high-value, unrestricted free agents the prior year. Finally, y'all, finally, after 22 quarterbacks, 22, remember that, after 22 quarterbacks had been picked before him, he was selected with pick number 199 in the sixth round. Every round, we're looking at Brady, Pioli said. When it got to the sixth round, we had the draft board stacked vertically with columns moving left to right. By the time we got to the sixth round, Brady is all the way over to the left by himself. And we said, what are we doing? Everybody liked Brady, so we took him. The Patriots decided that the value of a player they liked at that point of the draft, it outweighed other needs the team still had. They saw something in Brady they liked, and they took a chance other teams didn't, and they had to make sacrifices to do so. Now, I just want to state a little interesting fact. The six quarterbacks, the first six quarterbacks that were drafted ahead of Brady, they have a combined now, y'all, meaning all six, their combined numbers. They started 191 games in the NFL, and combined, they have thrown 246 touchdown passes. However, Brady, on his own, has started 267 games and thrown 517 touchdown passes. And that's just the regular season. So the Patriots already have three quarterbacks, like I mentioned earlier, and Brady would be the fourth, and yet they sacrificed and made room for him and his gift and talent. This immediately brought to mind, for me anyway, Proverbs 18, verse 16, New King James Version. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now, think about it. A gift is what comes natural to you without much effort. It is an innate ability to do something that may or may not come easy for others. It can be singing, dancing, rapping, whatever, anything like that. And it reminded me that years upon years upon years ago, before I was even formed, God knew me. Jesus knew me and saw that I would be of value one day. Even through all of my mess ups and me disappointing him, he knew that was all going to come down the pike, especially with me. He still saw the value in me and thought enough of me to make the ultimate sacrifice, himself, just so that I could live and be free in him as long as I accepted him as my savior. And part of me living free in him is using my gift and my talents for his glory while I'm on this earth and not allowing fear or comparison of others and their gifts or what it looks like stop me from pursuing and using what he has surely given me. And I just wanted to take a quick minute. Again, this isn't a long episode, but hearing the owner's interview just really touched me. And I got encouragement listening. So I wanted to encourage, again, my family, my butterflies. You know, just trust God's timing. Trust God and his timing, because his timing is what determines when your gift slash talent will create opportunities for you. I'm going to say that again. It's his timing. God's timing is what determines when your gift or your talent will create opportunities for you. Don't get so caught up in how many people seem to have passed you and gotten further than you, that seem to be flourishing while you feel like you're failing and floundering. Remember, God sees the value in you. And all you have to do is trust that he's going to do just what he said he would do while you continue to keep playing your position. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and listening to Tales from a Butterfly, episode 78. Keep playing your position. Now go to either iTunes, Blueberry, that's BLUBRRY.com, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, or any other place podcasts can be found, and type in Tales from a Butterfly. And please subscribe to the podcast. And please rate the podcast by clicking on the fifth star for those of you with an iPhone. I promise it takes less than 2 minutes. And if you're feeling generous, please comment also. FYI, if you don't have iTunes, as I mentioned earlier, you can listen in on blueberry.com. That's BLUBRRY.com. Now, when you get to blueberry.com, again, BLUBRRY.com, go to the search button, type in Tales from a Butterfly. When the directory pops up, click on any particular episode, and within that episode, you'll be given different options to subscribe. One easy option is to actually subscribe through email. So you can put your email in and you will get emailed every week that there is a new episode. The more ratings I get, the more visible the podcast, which in turn could bring in sponsors. Also, head on over to TariaShondell.com. That's T as in Tom, ARIASHONDELL.com to follow my blog by the same name, Tales from a Butterfly. And please share the episodes with your friends, families, coworkers, even the cashier that you speak to when you go to your favorite store. I mean, if you can be on social media sharing memes and sayings, you guys can share Tales from a Butterfly for your girl. And speaking of social media, you can follow me on Twitter at TS Faison, Instagram TS Faison, and on Facebook at Tales from a Butterfly. And butterflies, no matter how difficult it feels to keep going, no matter how many distractions pop up to try and slow you down, you have to keep getting up every day and letting the enemy know that he won't defeat you or throw you off your game, because God has given you the strength to keep playing your position. Fly on, butterflies. I love you guys, and thanks for listening.